Hey, Joshua, this is John of our local Splash, sir.
Yes, sir. I woke up this morning. There's already a charge on the bank account for the 149.
Yeah, so I gave you a call earlier, too, just right after, just to make sure if everything's good over here on your end over here. But I have to call you to let you know. I have everything set for tomorrow on Thursday at 10 a.m. Was that right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be tomorrow, but it came out of the bank this morning. It definitely overdrafted my bank account.
Oh, shoot, man. Because I think I'm not going to blame. I'm going to take full responsibility because I put the post date for. Let me look at it right now. Yeah, that's on me, man. I put it for the 21st instead of the 22nd. Today's the 21st.
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay.
Because we're going to do it anyways, but.
I feel bad, man. I'm taking full responsibility on that one, man. I don't want you to feel like, I'm not that person. I'm honest, so. I set everything up, you know what I mean? I have everything else set for tomorrow somehow, but I put this one on the 21st on here. So I do apologize about that. I'll make sure that we send a restart on so that way it's on the 22nd of every month, not the 21st as well. Unless you want to keep it this way on the 21st, completely fine. I want to personally apologize, man. So
I mean that's fine, but really, we woke up this morning with there's some family stuff going on, and we're probably about to have to pack up and go to Georgia for at least a week or two.
Okay.
So
would you like me to pause that tech call for like next week or following week after that for you to get it started at that point?
No. That's fine. I can still do it.
Okay.
But the money's already came out of the bank account too. So I mean, really, I was gonna try to hold off after finding out all of this stuff this morning because we're gonna need gas and probably at least one night of hotel fare to get to Georgia because we got all the kids with us. We ain't gonna be able to drive all the way through. But because we're not going to just like Valdosta or nothing. We're going away.
Right. Okay.
Outside of Georgia. But, it's pretty much already done and said now, so.
So just keep it as is then?
Yeah, I guess just keep it as is. Because there's no way that you could refund the money or nothing, right? And even if you did, it would take.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It'd probably be more of a headache on everyone's end there. Again, man, Josh, I hope you hear sincerity in my voice right now, man. I do apologize. That's on me on this one here. I put it for the 21st instead of the 22nd on that. What day are you guys leaving?
We're planning on leaving, what's today, Tuesday, right? Or today's Wednesday. Yeah, it'll probably be tomorrow night when we leave.
Okay. So in that case, I want to make sure that our techs, I'll call in with our techs so they introduce you guys and everything still. And that way they start working while you guys are gone. And when are you guys coming back?
I'm hoping no longer than probably 6 to 7 days at the most.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay, cool. The reason I ask is because we want to make sure everything's up and running for you by that time, so I don't want it to be like, oh, it's going to run beforehand, then you're really in a big pickle. But no, it's perfect timing. So, okay, good. All right. So I'll leave it as is here. And then did you want me to set every day or set every month for the 21st or for the 22nd? Does it make a difference for you?
Yeah, let's do the 21st. That's fine.
Okay. So I'll keep it as is on there. They should receive a text message as well with the invoice on there. Did you receive that?
I think so. I think that's what made me look at the bank account actually this morning because I was like, wait a minute, why did I get an invoice already?
Right. Yeah, man. I'm like bowing my head down like a freaking dog putting his head between his legs here right now. So, on this text message, it'll say a spot to click here for terms.
Okay, let me find my messages. This is a new phone. I'm used to using the Samsung, but this Motorola is definitely different.
Oh, you switched to Motorola? How's Motorola?
Yeah. It's not bad so far. The battery definitely outlasts that Samsung, though.
Really? I'm a Samsung lover, my wife got me onto the iPhone because she uses iPhone, so it's all right, but I'm all about Samsung, but I never really thought about Motorola, man. It's been a minute.
Yeah, no, it's good, because I probably went like 2 days, and my phone was still sitting at 30-something%.
What? What kind of Motorola was it?
The Moto E-Stylus or whatever it is. I think it's the Stylus.
E5. Because I'm going phone shopping for Christmas and everything, so I was thinking, I was like, hey, you know what, maybe I'll do an upgrade or something here. So I'll look at my options. Moto E5, huh?
Well, I actually, my wife has the Amazon Sellers app, so she's able to sell, like, broken phones and stuff back to Amazon.
Oh,
so
okay.
I've got an ad on, like, OfferUp and Facebook and stuff buying people's phones for, like, it don't matter if it's completely cracked, turned on or not. I'll buy it for, like, $3 or $4 or whatever, and then Amazon buys it from us for, like, $8 to $9, maybe even more, maybe, like, $16, $20, even if it's broke or whatever, depending on what the phone is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this Motorola, I guess it was locked through Verizon, so when I went to buy, like, two other phones from the guy, he gave me this one also. I gave him, like, $4 for it. And then I called Metro, like, the next day, and they switched all my service over to it. Like, no problem.
No way. No way.
So I got the phone for, like, $5.
Hey, actually, I might have... All right. So maybe I can do
this. I don't
this
see
too.
This text. What? It might be an email.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be both, so either or. So you can go to the email there with the one that says invoice, though.
Okay, let me look at the email real quick.
Okay.
All right, so I'm looking for Local Splash. This is not that. Let's see. That's the invitation. Let me just look up.
And while you're doing that too, is your wife owns a business of doing that? Is that what you said?
Well, she pays Amazon like $40-something a month to be able to sell stuff on Amazon. Like, she's a seller on Amazon, so like
okay.
she can go down with a book of coupons, and if they're running specials on fabric softener or laundry soap down here at Dollar General, she'll go down there and spend like $200 worth of and buy laundry soap or fabric softener, whatever the case is. And then she'll turn around and sell each one of them individually on Amazon for, $25 or $30 a piece, however much they are.
Smart. That's cool.
And she does it with a lot of stuff. And it's not just the broken phones. Like, she goes to, like, flea markets and stuff and can buy stuff. As long as it's in the package and it's got the barcode on it still, like, you can literally sell it on Amazon.
That's lit. All right. Sorry. I'm going to talk to my wife about this one, too, actually.
there's actually money to be made through there. Like, if you're just starting off and just pay, like, the seller fee, that $40 to Amazon, and don't try to opt in all these other things and stuff at first, like, you can start off pretty good on your own.
Wait, now, does it get taxed or a certain amount that you make, or what?
There is a tax on it,
yeah.
But it's a $10.99 at the end of the year, but... It's usually not much.
Yeah.
I think last year we had to pay in like, I think it was like $600-something on it, but she made good money on it the whole year last year.
That's cool. No, I'm dead serious. I want to talk to my wife about this because we were thinking about doing something on the stream.
I found the email, I think. It says, please click here to accept the terms.
You got it. Yep. Right there.
All right.
Yeah, it's definitely,
And then scroll.
Click
here.
Everything we talked about is still in there. And then in the bottom there, there's like a checkbox to click.
Okay. All right, 12/21/2022. And what, confirm signature then?
You got it, yeah. And I believe it's going to be with your first name, the middle initial, and then the last name.
Right.
Yeah. And it should take you somewhere next. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it took me to the login page, I guess, for Local Splash.
Perfect. Yep, that's how I know you did it right there. All right, so leave it there. When the techs talk to you tomorrow, they're going to help develop that with you, so that way you're able to maneuver through your tracking system and everything like that as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, man. Again, Joshua, by the bottom of my heart, I do apologize for that, man.
No, no big deal. I just figured I'd touch base with you and see, because I was like, man, I hope I ain't missing, like, people's phone calls or something right now if they already took that money.
No. Yeah. No, you're good. Yeah, I don't know how I did this, man. It's my first mistake ever, to be honest on that. So, but I appreciate you being a good sport about it.
I've got that overdraft protection on the bank account. So, like, we overdrafted the bank account, like, $70, I think, but they took that out of the savings. So it's not, like, really overdrafted.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That's smart, too, man. I'm writing down notes from you. All right, man. Well, listen, I will make sure to do my very best to give a call with our tech to introduce you guys tomorrow. And then also, if I don't get to talk to you, though, please have a wonderful and safe AK. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
And it's going to be for the same time that the techs are going to be calling me, though, around 10 o'clock, right?
Yes, 10 a.m. your time, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be on that email I sent over to you as well, too, right?
Right, I've got to look back through it. But I'm I seen it last night when we were looking through it.
Okay, hold on, I want to make sure this is all good. No, you're 3 hours. Here, let me redo the. I just want to make sure I triple check now that that happened. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to mess around with this. Okay, I'm going to do this here. I'm going to resend it just in case. Just make sure you hit yes on your side, okay?
Okay.
Because they're 3 hours ahead of you.
Oh, Jesus. Where are they at?
Before you, sorry. California.
Oh. Yep. Okay. Right.
So got to make sure that that's good there. I'm sending it now, and then I'm putting a reminder in for them right now as well, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, updated invitation. I got it. I hit yes.
Perfect. That was quick. Yeah, I got it on my end over here. All right, perfect. All right, you guys, I really appreciate it. Seriously. We'll take care of from here, my man. All right? I'll talk to you tomorrow.
That's all right. That gives us a day ahead of schedule. That's fine.
Yes, all right.
No big deal.
All right. All right, man. You guys take it easy, okay? I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye-bye.